Though the bells from Oslo City Hall rang a familiar sound, the city streets were drastically changed for the arrival of Mr. Obama. Chain-link fences, concrete barricades, and police with machine guns lined most streets. Even before Mr. Obama arrived in Norway, Greenpeace began handing out flyers urging Mr. Obama's action on climate change. But in his acceptance speech for the Nobel Peace Prize, Mr. Obama spoke directly to the criticism of his award.
And yet I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the considerable controversy that your generous decision has generated. In part, this is because I am at the beginning and not the end of my labors on the world stage. Compared to some of the giants of history who have received this prize, Schweitzer and King, Marshall and Mandela, my accomplishments are slight.
Mr. Obama's Peace Prize was awarded for his efforts on climate change, nuclear proliferation, and diplomacy, according to the Nobel Committee. This prize has attracted increasing attention in recent days after Mr. Obama announced 30,000 more American troops would be deployed to Afghanistan. Though Mr. Obama underscored his support for diplomatic solutions to conflicts, he defended the option of armed conflict.
Yet the world must remember that it was not simply international institutions, not just treaties and declarations, that brought stability to a post-World War II world. Whatever mistakes we have made, the plain fact is this: the United States of America has helped underwrite global security for more than six decades with the blood of our citizens and the strength of our arms.
Mr. Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama appeared briefly after the ceremony to wave from their hotel balcony at a crowd. A mixed group of demonstrators with varied interests gathered nearby, holding signs urging an end to the war in Afghanistan and a call for U.S. action on climate change, among other things. Mr. Obama will leave Oslo tomorrow morning after spending just 26 hours in the country. From Oslo, I'm Tony Ganser reporting.